Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 78. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight, lows around 60. 77 tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 72.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the 4th of July festivities, the Kansas Highway Patrol says that they've seen a spike in holiday activity across the state of Kansas compared to previous years, with DUI arrests in the state hitting 31 overall, up from 2022's level of 18. They say speed citations across the state were also on the increase, sitting at 1,142 for the holiday. Adult citations for not wearing seatbelts also hit 172, up from last year's 111, and overall motorist assists were up at 1,085 across the state. Good news, they say, however, is that fatal DUI-related crashes were at zero over the holiday weekend compared to the one that was reported last year in 2022. They say overall for the holiday weekend, there were two fatal crashes, but neither one of them were DUI-related. The Kansas Highway Patrol says they are working to step up a lot of their enforcement across the state with more DUI checkpoints and working on stopping individuals for speed citations and the lack of wearing seatbelts. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigations, in partnership with the Federal Bureau of Investigations, say they have arrested 42-year-old Christopher Lang of Hayes, Kansas, and 44-year-old Michael Farrell from West Los Angeles, California, saying that they, quote, targeted elderly individuals in a telemarketing scheme by purportedly representing companies who provide advertising and other services to current and former timeshare owners. KWCH News reports that according to the FBI records, they say the men face charges of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and are accused of convincing targets to pay advanced fees in return for services that involve selling or securing the sale or rental of their timeshares. The agency went on to say in the year of 2022, individuals over the age of 60 reported more than 88,000 complaints to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, with a total loss of near $3.1 billion in revenue, representing 84% of an increase in losses compared to those in 2021. Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. After the Supreme Court of the United States last week shut down the student loan forgiveness program proposed by the Biden administration, Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers said he joins forces with the six other states that challenged it in the lawsuit, saying that it was a power grab from the Biden administration and says it's a right and wrong way to address certain issues like debt for students.
Well, I know what it's like. I was there. My wife and I had two sets of student loans when we first got married. I understand the struggle. I have a lot of empathy for those people who are struggling under that debt or any other debt. But I would say beyond that, there is a right way and a wrong way under our system of government, and the ends don't justify the means.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. According to Forbes magazine, they say the average student loan borrower in the state of Nebraska has student loans averaging just under $31,000. Overall nationwide, there's near $1.78 trillion of student loan debt, averaging students paying $300 a month and taking almost 10 years to pay off the debts.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
I'm here with Stride Bank Chairman and CEO, Cy Mock.
Stride Bank is located at 61st and North Broadway. We are a power 5-star rated bank. When you come for a visit, you will find a full staff of customer service specialists, community bankers, mortgage lenders, commercial lenders, and experienced full-time tellers. Talking with an experienced banker in person or live on the phone is what separates us. Come visit us, 61st and North Broadway, or our branch at 37th and Woodland. We are proud to be a local bank, Stride Bank.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Dodging Mother Nature's fireworks Tuesday, both Washington and Blue Rapids just finished displays before thunderstorms moved in. The fireworks at Centralia Lake were postponed until this Saturday due to the weather. Marysville fireworks are also on tap this Saturday evening at the Lakeview Sports Complex in conjunction with the Skyfest activities. KNDY will simulcast the soundtrack live Saturday evening on AM 1570, FM 94.1 at 10 o'clock. Skyfest activities begin at 5:30, the concert at 7. The hot air balloon glow begins at 9 with the fireworks at 10. Pre-fair judging for the Washington County Fair is Thursday in Washington with the Fashion Review at 7 p.m. at the high school gym. Pre-fair judging a week earlier this year to accommodate availability of facilities. Public is invited to the Fashion Review. Pre-fair judging in Marshall County is Friday at Marysville Junior Senior High School. Arts and crafts, building creations, clothing, and photography will be judged. A grass fire near Barnes last week had rekindled after hay bales had caught fire days earlier and involved some 90 acres. Air support extinguishing the fire, which included difficult terrain with some tree lines, was denied by state authorities. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County June 24th near Frankfort on K99 south of Quail Road at around 6:30 a.m. Reese Kenworthy of Frankfort lost control, went off the road, and rolled several times. The driver was transported to a Manhattan hospital. The annual Lynn Picnic kicks off Friday with co-ed softball, a pulled pork supper Friday evening, and a dance at 8. The activities continue Saturday with a 5K run walk, a vendor fair, kids fishing, German meal, cornhole, free swimming. Parade Saturday begins at 5 with a demolition derby at 7. Barnston Community Day kicks off Friday with the annual Fireman's Barbecue and Fun in the Park beginning at 6, including a tractor pull for the little kids. Saturday and Sunday, a flea market will run throughout the day with a 5K, 1-mile run walk, 3-on-3 basketball tournament, cornhole, and a street dance Saturday evening. Sunday wraps up in Barnston with a scavenger hunt at 4, plus the garden tractor pull as well. American Legion Riders will host a bike show and barbecue contest in Seneca this Saturday. Free will donation barbecue dinner serves 4:30 till 7. Live music throughout the day from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Registration for the bike show at 11 a.m. Awards at 2 on Saturday in Seneca. Kansas State University President Richard Linton made several stops in Washington County June 27th as part of a statewide tour of communities and businesses. He toured Oldie Dairy, Kansas Territory Brewing, and visited the Horse Soldier Monument at the courthouse. Linton talks about the Ag Initiative, which includes the Kansas visits.
From a programmatic standpoint, we've got this new project, which is the Ag Innovation Project. And so we have done a lot of work at Kansas State to be able to support the business school, to be able to support engineering, and also to be able to support architecture. But the one industry that we haven't been able to support from a better facility standpoint has been the number one economic component in the state, which is agriculture. And so this past year, with the dean's really, really hard work, we've decided that we're going to try to help grow agriculture with new facilities, with empowering people in leadership.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Marjorie J. Mayer Harland, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Mayer Harland.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s. There will be a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely on Friday, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers on and off over Friday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. These showers may linger early Saturday morning, then staying partly sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Another round of showers possible early on Sunday, otherwise sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. Then clearing up over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Temperatures warming up as we head into next week. Sunshine on Monday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And clear skies over Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early July 90, record high on this date 108. The average low 69, the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:07.
Don't rely on seed packets to know when your crops will mature. We will share a little secret from pros today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 6th, the 187th day of the year. Actor Sylvester Stallone celebrates a birthday, and baseball's first All-Star game was played on this day in 1933. If you're an All-Star with a calculator, it could be a real benefit in the garden, and here's why. Most crops require a certain accumulation of heat to mature rather than a span of days. That's why commercial growers calculate growing degree days or heat units to estimate maturity. Throughout the season, each day's mean temperature is calculated. Then a base number is subtracted to determine the heat units for that day. Calculating accumulated heat is a more accurate way to determine maturity during unusually cool or warm growing season. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more growing advice online at almanac.com.
Beat the heat and get your drink every Friday at CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort. Purchase 8 or more gallons of fuel and get a free 32-ounce fountain drink all summer long.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim. Starting with Major League Baseball, Angels All-Star outfielder Mike Trout underwent successful surgery Wednesday to repair a broken hammock bone he sustained when he fouled off a pitch Monday night. Manager Phil Nevin confirmed the standard projected timeline of 4 to 8 weeks for his return. Kansas City Royals were back in action last night as they continued their series with the Twins, and the Twins come out on top as they score 5 runs on 5 hits. The Royals score no runs on 4 hits and come up short. Kansas City will now move on and start a new series with the Cleveland Guardians starting tonight. First pitch, 6:10. And a scary moment in a Major League Baseball game last night with the New York Yankees as Baltimore Orioles rookie shortstop Gunnar Henderson overthrew first base and hit a cameraman in the face. So far, it has been stated that the cameraman is recovering but is continuing tests in the hospital. That's your Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
The Kia Summer Sales Event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today, with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine prints and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid till June 30th.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Well, Major League Baseball scores look like this from yesterday. The Astros defeated the Rockies 6-4. Athletics took care of the Tigers 12-3. Phillies took care of the Rays 8-4. Marlins defeated the Cardinals 10-9. Orioles took care of the Yankees 6-3. Reds beat the Nationals 9-2. Braves took care of the Guardians 8-1. Red Sox took care of the Rangers. Red Sox beat the Rangers 4-2. Twins took care of the Royals 5-0. Cubs beat the Brewers 4-3. Padres took care of the Angels 5-3. Giants took care of the Mariners 2-0. Mets beat the Diamondbacks 2-1. Dodgers took care of the Pirates 6-4. And the Blue Jays and White Sox were postponed due to rain. Well, the NBA is going to try something new next season as they try a Final Four tournament that will take place on December 7th and 9th in Las Vegas. That's a look at your Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim.
Have you ever had the experience of having someone wait on you that acted like they were doing you a favor? Or someone who makes you feel like you interrupted them from doing something else? A positive attitude. That's what you get when you bank with us. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
For reliable trash pickup and roll-off service, call on Temps Disposal. Containers sized to meet your needs for residential, commercial, and construction jobs. Always prompt and professional, Temps Disposal serves Marshall, Washington, and Gage counties. Let them go to work for you. If it's their weekly collection schedule or one-time pickups for construction, moving, or cleanup, Temps Disposal in Marysville is a phone call away at 785-562-5360.
Fill your summer garden with fragrant reddish-pink flowers, butterflies, bees, and hummingbirds with the help of swamp milkweed. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Also known as red or pink milkweed, this is another host plant for the monarch caterpillar that I find less aggressive than the common milkweed. It grows best in full sun with moist soil. It's adaptable, tolerating moist to wet conditions, and even well-drained soil once established. This adaptability makes it suitable for rain gardens, low spots, and moist areas in the landscape. Swamp milkweed also makes a nice addition to sunny mixed borders, natural gardens, and pondside plantings. And best of all, the deer tend to leave it be. Hardy in zones 3 to 9, plants grow 3 to 5 feet tall in upright clumps. The flowers are followed by narrow pods that release silky-haired seeds like other milkweeds. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The summer fun continues this week with a pottery exhibit featuring Sue Edelmachy opening Thursday and continuing through July at the Arts Center in Marysville. Marshall County Community Band performs Thursday evenings at Kester House Gardens downtown at 7:30. The Sky Fest Saturday evening is family fun with free entertainments and more, capped by fireworks, which will be choreographed at the Lakeview Sports Complex. And on air, tune KNDY FM 95.5 or AM 1570 this Saturday night. Be a part of the excitement this weekend in Marysville. An invitation from First Commerce Bank, Galloway, Wiggers & Brenninger Law, Valley Vet Supply, and Enan's Automotive.
If you built your own police car, take to the roads, and turn on the siren, well, you might quickly get in trouble with the real police. But this man has made a habit of it. In fact, he has 5 police cars roaming town. Perhaps it just depends on whose police car it is. I'll fill you in next on The American Countryside.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The town of Mayberry on the Andy Griffith Show is based on Andy's hometown of Mount Airy, North Carolina. When more tourists began coming here in the late 90s and early 2000s, Mike Cochran had an idea.
I said, I need to come up with something for all these tourists that's coming to Mount Airy, you know. I'm an old car nut, been fixing up cars since I was a teenager. And so I said, hey, I'm going to get me one of them old Ford Galaxies like you used on the show and fix it up like a squad car and ride people around town in it.
Mike says there was a reason a specific car was the squad car for Andy and Barney.
On the show, Ford Motor Company gave them a new Ford Galaxy every season to use as a squad car. So they'd take the old car back and just repaint it and sold them as used cars out in California, you know, where the show was filmed.
Visitors can book a tour in one of Mike's several Ford Galaxy squad cars. They'll even turn on the siren for you.
We start at Wally's Filling Station here. That's our home office, and we leave here and we go out to our granite quarry. It's about a mile out of town. Mount Airy is known as the Granite City. That's our official nickname.
And then they head back in town to see some of the well-known places from the show.
Like Snappy Lunch. We have a Floyd's Barber Shop there on Main Street. And so we just point out, you know, museums and stuff. We point out a lot of neat stuff on Main Street.
They go by Andy's old school, where he first began to sing and perform. Then they swing by the house where he grew up, a home that is today available as a place to stay. is a cool tour, and you can see the TV version of this show by following American Countryside on Facebook. I'll have the final part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCrae.
The annual Marshall County Fair is the place to be in 23. The fun begins Thursday, July 13th with the Horse Show. Livestock weigh-in is Friday from 2 to 6. 4-H and open class entries will be accepted Friday, July 15th from 4 to 8. And Schmidt's Blitz performs free at 8 p.m. Saturday night, don't miss the figure eight race at 7 with Rewind Band performing free at 9. On Sunday, a car show is planned 1 to 5 p.m. for cars, trucks, motorcycles, tractors, ATVs, and UTVs. House of the Rising Sun will present Christian music on the square beginning at 4, with the fair parade Sunday evening at 6. Petting zoo, pony rides, and pedal pole all follow, with Susie and the Reckless Band performing free on the grounds at 8. Round Robin is Monday evening at 5, and Tuesday is the livestock auction following the annual fair supper, catered by Ricky's Cafe, 5 to 7:30, with the public welcome. The full schedule is online at mscountyfair.com. The annual Marshall County Fair is the place to be in 23, July 13th through 18th in Blue Rapids.
You want your garden to look nice, but it shouldn't be at the expense of your sanity. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Enjoy your garden for what it is, not what you wish it was, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Parts of my day is when I can survey my kingdom, my flower gardens. I walk around each one, taking in the blooms and smells. They're certainly far from perfect, but good enough for me. So many of you have thrown up your hands and walked away from your gardens because they don't meet your expectations. Get back out there, reconnect with your plants, and enjoy the time spent. Fran Soren is a gardener and author. She says if what's in the garden isn't thriving or you've grown the same things for years and would like to make some changes, do it.
The only thing that's holding us back is the fear of what? Of not getting it right? In the garden, you really have the ability to constantly change things and to experiment. You can be skillful, you can be an artist, you can be productive, but you can also have a heck of a lot of fun and really get a sense of well-being by being in the garden.
Don't consider your garden as work. See it as playtime. You get to pull weeds, not you have to pull weeds. If it still seems overwhelming, make a list of what needs to be done in the garden. Schedule it into your day, tackle it bit by bit, and enjoy connecting with each part of the process. Above all, Soren says to be kind to yourself and try to look beyond all the weeds.
Just enjoy the process and get off of the end result. I love beautiful gardens, don't get me wrong. But I think the balance, the tipping point where we put so much emphasis on making it so beautiful, we forget the purpose of gardening, and it really is to make us feel happy and connected to nature. It's that simple.
The goal is to turn to your garden for peace and joy rather than toil and task. Find more tips for gardening in peace at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Crown Over Auto Sales is growing. New and expanded inventory with great selection of reliable vehicles at the price you're looking for. Service to back every sale and a welcome hand without a hard sales pitch. Stop by and see Crown Over Auto Sales across from Valley Vet, East Highway 36, Marysville.
High school graduation season wraps up, and these young adults head off to college, I'm reminded of how that final year of high school was such a monumental time in my life. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. It was also a time of preparation and new responsibilities for college, more independence, and whatever else could be next. You know, planning for college and that next step can feel overwhelming. Questions like how you're going to pay for your education, what kind of degree you're going to pursue, and where you'll live are all top of mind. College is a major life event, so it's important to make sure your finances are in order, both yours and your child's, as you prepare. Have a conversation about these new expenses and discuss who's going to be responsible for them. Then make a plan to tackle them so neither one of you are taking out unnecessary loans or driving up your credit card balance. When you have a clear plan, you'll have more clarity and be able to live with more purpose.
With gas prices this high, you could use something free. Stop by CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort every Friday for a free 32-ounce fountain drink with the purchase of 8 or more gallons of fuel.
Small town, big dreams. Don't miss the annual Lynn Picnic kicking off Friday with co-ed softball, a pulled pork supper at the East Shelter House at 6, and a dance at 8 with Craig Cook and the Marauders. Saturday, a 5K run-walk starts at 7 at Lynn City Park, along with a breakfast. Kids fishing at 9, a vendor fair 10 to 1. Enjoy a German lunch at the East Shelter House at 11. Cornhole begins at 1. Free swimming at Lynn City Pool Saturday 1 to 4. Parade starts at 5, the demo derby at 7, and a DJ dance at 8. Your invitation to the Lynn Picnic from Bruin & Implement, your Kayside's farm equipment dealership. Generations providing the best products and service from Bruin & Implement. Titan Livestock Handling Equipment, Cattleman Chutes, OK Corrals, working and hydraulic chutes, crowding equipment, and portable tubs, panels, and continuous fencing from Titan West. Landall Company has immediate openings for production and other workers. Go online, learn more at landall.com/jobs.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A new book suggests we're wrong about the causes for climate change. Next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Edward Rouse Pryor's new book is called Oops, Climate Change Misconceptions.
Most people think, including most of the scientific community, that global warming and climate change are caused by greenhouse gas emissions, notably human-induced ones, when it really isn't true.
For years, the climate change problem has been blamed on greenhouse gas emissions, and the livestock industry has been targeted in particular, says Pryor.
Methane and nitrous oxide, they had virtually no effect on climate. A real cause has been revealed, and it's a magnetic cycle within the sun, which nobody knew about until just a few years ago.
Pryor says greenhouse gases were blamed for global warming based on laboratory testing and didn't account for water vapor in the air that essentially negates the effect.
The climate people would call me a denier. But I prefer to say I'm a contrarian. I am giving what I perceive to be a far better scientific explanation than the one that's currently out.
You can find out more about Pryor's book on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Farm Bureau Financial Services of Marysville has moved, and the new office is at 811 Broadway, downtown Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Thursday, July the 6th. I'm Jeff Aiken. EPD values can help cattle producers make the best breeding decisions for their herds. Dr. Bob Weber, Extension Beef Specialist at Kansas State University, says selection indexes are useful for commercial and seed stock producers.
So the selection index has been kind of cussed and discussed, if you will. But I think, you know, as a tool, provides a really useful way for commercial and seed stock producers both to make an aggregate selection decision. So the goal of the index is to provide economic information that weights individual EPDs appropriately given its contribution to profitability. And so it provides a more concise way for producers to make selection progress across a whole range of traits that are associated with farm level profit.
He says the right index aligns with each producer's production objectives.
The recommendation I usually give producers is pick the index. There's usually a little description that goes with each one that's most closely aligned with your production objective. So if you sell calves at weaning time, use a weaning endpoint index. If you sell calves on the rail, don't keep any replacement heifers. You can use one of the terminal type indexes. So making sure that you get the right index is as important as anything because it provides then the right weightings for the traits. So an example would be the terminal cattle indexes typically don't put any economic weights on maternal type traits. So if you're keeping replacement heifers, you're probably not picking the right heifers. So make sure you get the right index aligned with your objective.
Some producers dig deeper to figure out how the numbers with an index will match up with their particular herds.
The selection index weights also account for how much variation there is genetically in those traits to provide some emphasis. And so sometimes the pure economic weights don't make a lot of sense. And so the big thing is to know that the academics and the folks that put the index together spend a lot of time making sure the parameters are right. And in particular, then the response to selection is right.
And that's a good your ag news. Wheat farmers looking for high yield potential and consistency across varied conditions are choosing AgriPro brand wheat variety AP Bigfoot. Now in its second year, AP Bigfoot has demonstrated industry-leading yield potential along with acid soil tolerance and very good leaf and stripe rust tolerance. AP Bigfoot is also one of the top varieties in the AgriPro lineup for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Call your local AgriPro associate and ask about AP Bigfoot. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agripro-wheat.com.
First Council Casino presents Cool in the Gang. Live.
What's it gonna do? Come on in. If you really want it.
Cool in the Gang. Saturday, August 5th at First Council Casino. Ride the rhythm of Cool in the Gang. Tickets on sale now at 7plans.com. Another breath of fresh air.
The supplies you choose when replacing or rebuilding after a storm matter just as much as who you call to do the job. Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber carry the highest quality building materials when you need them. From shingles to storm doors, roofing and siding, paint and lawn to finish the job, and always ready for pickup. Save time, save money, save worry after the storm. From start to finish, all in one stop, visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today.
Your farm animals could be carrying germs that don't bother them but make you sick. Protect yourself against zoonotic diseases on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
That cow you just gave shots to or cleaning out their pen could be making you sick. Zoonotic diseases are diseases that spread from animals to humans. Many of these germs are part of an animal's natural flora but cause illnesses in humans. They spread through direct contact with the animal, indirectly by touching surfaces where animals live, through bug bites, and even through contaminated food. Nisha Rose Davison is the communications director for the AgriSafe Network. She says about 50% of the infections that humans get come from animals.
Most common would be various forms of influenza that don't necessarily look the same, but they may present flu-like symptoms. E. coli, salmonella, campylobacter, ringworm. Some are minor in nature, if you will, and some can really cause some very life-threatening things like encephalitis.
The best way to protect yourself around animals is by washing your hands and drying them with a paper towel, even if you didn't touch them. Also, wear personal protective equipment.
Make sure you're using gloves that can't be penetrated by different liquids. Even the things that we breathe in can cause us infection. So having the proper respiratory protection, using a mask that's NIOSH approved. If you're cleaning out a barn and stuff, there's a lot of yucky dust that could have dried feces and things like that that you can inhale. Even safety glasses and goggles, working with animals and getting something in your eye bed can actually cause infection.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about staying healthy around farm animals at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now. July corn, 563 and a quarter. That's up 15 right now. September corn, 498 three quarters. That's up 13 and a half. Kansas City wheat for July, 837. That's down 12 and a quarter. September Kansas City wheat, 844. That's down 2 and a quarter. July oats at 425 and a quarter. That's up 22 and three quarters. September oats at 428 and a quarter. That's up 15 and a half right now. July soybeans, 1525. That's down 22 and a quarter. August soybeans at 1444 and a quarter. That's down 24 and a half right now. Looking at cotton for October, 82.52, up 94 cents. December cotton, 79.60. That's down 63 cents. Taking a look at live cattle for August, 174.40, that's down 55 cents. October live cattle right now, 177.17 and a half, down 70 cents. August feeders, 241.55, that's down $3.15. September feeders, 244.67 and a half, that's down $3.47 and a half cents. Crude oil for August, 71.36 right now, down 42 cents. September crude, 71.37, that's down 51 cents. Taking a look at gold for August, $1,915.90. That's down $11.20. October gold, $1,935.10. That's down $11.10. Silver for July, $22.74. That's down 45 cents. Silver for September, $22.88.5. That's down 51 cents. Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 400. S&P down 40. NASDAQ down 140. That's a look at your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The Kia Summer Sales Event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In July, see why the rugged good looks of the all-new 2023 Kia Sorento will make your neighbors envious. Ready to upgrade your Toyota Highlander, Honda Pilot, Ford Explorer, or Chevy Traverse? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Sorento and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old SUV and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia Sorento today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. Agritourism has been gaining popularity lately, and producers have been using it for their farm operations to generate additional revenue. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McGowan discusses factors producers need to know about when having third parties on their farm and selling meat to consumers. He talks about the legal standpoint of producers having third parties come to their operations and what risks are included.
When we've got a lot of types of agritourism activities on the farm that are used by farmers and ranchers to generate additional income. And there are various laws that govern liability issues. There are recreational use statutes that provides greater liability protection. But anytime we have third parties, whether they're guests or not, come on the premises and they get injured somehow, then there's that potential that the landowner could be liable. And a lot of it depends on their particular status.
He talks about the difference between selling a live animal and processed meat and the regulations that go with both.
The law treats the producer differently when the live animal is sold to the buyer compared to if the sale of processed beef is what is sold. If you want to buy beef directly from a cattle producer, what the law does is treat that transaction differently. The matter turns on whether the animal owner is the end consumer, and that's the key point. If the cattle producer sells processed beef to the buyer, then we have a bunch of rules that come into play with respect to the processing of that beef. The processing of it has to occur in an inspected facility. The producer is also subject to licensing and labeling and insurance requirements. But if the producer sells the live animal to the buyer, then it becomes the buyer's animal, and the buyer can do what they want in terms of having that meat processed. That allows the producer to do the processing if the buyer wants the producer to do it, because it's the buyer's animal. It's not the producer's animal. And then the farmer can sell any remaining beef not initially purchased to another buyer. So that means that we need to control that purchase arrangement by contract and clearly state that it is the live animal that's being sold, not the processed meat.
McElwain discusses what contract factors to think about when selling processed meat.
If you're selling the specific animal, that animal needs to be identified, the calculation of the price needs to be detailed, how you're going to make payment, plus any processing fee, as well as making sure that the purchase agreement is clear that the meat can't be resold or donated. And make sure that when the animal is the buyer's property, when does title transfer to the buyer? But the key point is that the owner of the animal and the consumer of the beef have to be the same person. I think the take home out of this one is make absolutely sure if you're going to do this, that you have a good custom harvest agreement so that you can use that custom exempt processing option that's in the law.
That was K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McElwain with the legal side of direct-to-consumer sales with processed meat. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
KNDY. country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.